Good morning, and welcome to the Builder's Briefing for March 7th, 2026. I'm Alex, here with Sam, and today we've got a meaty one. A surprise GPT 5.4 drops, a prompt injection attack that hit 4,000 developer machines, and the multi-agent tooling ecosystem is suddenly looking very real.
Yeah, it's one of those days where every section has something that made me stop scrolling. Let's get into it.
So the big story, OpenAI quietly shipped GPT 5.4. And it blew up on Hacker News. Nearly 800 points, over 600 comments. The interesting thing here isn't just the capability jump, it's the naming convention. They're doing point releases now, treating foundation models more like software with SEMver.
Right. And what's wild is the implication for anyone building on top of these models. A capability jump within a major version can silently change how your function calls and structured outputs behave. Like your pipeline might get better or it might break, and you won't know until you test.
Exactly. And OpenAI is clearly compressing the release cycle here. So the practical takeaway is, if you've been hard-coding model versions in your apps, that's now technical debt. Your model selection logic needs to be dynamic.
And if you've been holding off migrating from GPT-4-TURBO because 5.0 wasn't quite there for your use case, 5.4 is worth re-benchmarking. That HN thread is full of early comparisons. I'd mine that before the formal evals land. Link in the briefing.
Moving to AI and models, a couple things caught my eye. First, Alibaba's Qwen Agent framework is at 3,400 stars now, and it bundles basically everything. Function calling, MCP support, code interpreter, RAG, even a Chrome extension.
That's interesting. Because if you're building agents on open weight models, and you're tired of the LangChain ecosystem, this is probably the most complete opinionated alternative shipping right now, especially with the MCP interop.
And then, OpenAI open-sourced a skills catalog for Codex, nearly 3,000 stars right out the gate. Think of it as composable, pre-built skill definitions you plug into Codex agents. It dramatically cuts the boilerplate for multi-step agent workflows.
I also want to flag the web novel writer project. Someone built a system on Claude Code that generates serialized fiction at 2 million characters. The interesting part isn't the fiction, it's how they solved the memory management problem at that scale. If you're building anything with long context, study that architecture.
All right, DevTools, and this is where today gets really exciting. There's a clear pattern forming around multi-agent development workflows. First up, React Grab, 2200 stars, lets you visually select elements on your running website and feed that context directly to your coding agent.
Oh, I love this. If you've ever tried to describe a UI layout to an AI coding assistant by copying component trees or writing paragraph-long descriptions, this just lets you point at the thing. It bridges the gap between what you see and what the agent sees.
Then Steve Yegi. Yes, at Steve Yegi, shipped Gastown, a multi-agent workspace manager for coordinating multiple AI agents working on the same code base. And alongside that, there's WorkTrunk, a clean CLI for managing Git work trees, specifically for parallel agent workflows.
So Gastown handles the coordination problem. Agents stepping on each other's changes.
Quick mention. Rolldown, the Rust-based JavaScript bundler that's drop-in compatible with Rollup's plugin API, keeps gaining traction. If you're on Vite or Rollup and want faster builds without rewriting configs, keep it on your radar. Okay, security. And this one's a wake-up call. A prompt injection attack was embedded in a GitHub issue title, and it caused AI coding tools, specifically Clyne, to silently install malicious software on roughly 4,000 developer machines.
A GitHub issue title, not the body, not an attachment, the title. That's how thin the attack surface is. This is the clearest real-world demonstration yet that AI coding assistants are a legitimate attack vector. If you're using Clyne, Cursor, or anything similar, you need to audit what permissions those tools have right now.
Especially whether they auto-execute suggestions from untrusted sources. Sandbox your AI coding tools with the same paranoia you'd apply to untrusted third-party dependencies.
On the positive side, Mozilla is partnering with Anthropic's Red Team to find vulnerabilities in Firefox. That's a signal that AI-assisted security auditing is becoming standard practice. If you maintain a large code base, the playbook is clear. Point AI red teams at your attack surface before attackers do.
Also worth noting, open source maintainers are formalizing a protocol called 400.6.fail for detecting and rejecting AI-generated drive-by pull requests. If you maintain an OSS project, link in the briefing. Quick hits. Paul Graham wrote a piece called The Brand Age, over 300 Hacker News points, worth reading for positioning strategy. 10% of Firefox crashes are caused by hardware bit flips, which means your crash reports may literally be lying to you.
The bit flips one is wild. And there's a good piece about how CBP used the ad tech ecosystem to track people's movements. A reminder that if you serve ads, you're part of the surveillance stack, whether you like it or not.
And the Cornell study, workers who love synergizing paradigms are measurably worse at their jobs. Science confirms what we all suspected.
Finally validated.
So here's the takeaway for today. The tooling for multi-agent development is maturing fast. Gastown for workspace coordination, WorkTrunk for Git worktree management, ReactGrab for visual context, the Codex Skills Catalog for composable capabilities. The infrastructure for running multiple agents in parallel on real code bases is solidifying.
If you're still doing single agent at a time workflows, you're leaving 3 to 5x throughput on the table. Start by setting up isolated worktrees per agent and adopt one of today's coordination tools. It's not theoretical anymore. This is how the fast teams are working.
And sandbox those AI coding tools. 4,000 compromised machines from a GitHub issue title. That's the world we're in now. That's the Builder's Briefing for March 7th, 2026. All the links and details are in the show notes. If today was useful, share it with your team.
Go set up those work trees, audit those agent permissions, and we'll see you tomorrow. Happy building!